Strong, and this is The Morning Show. Welcome to it. If you're just tuning in, happy Tuesday. Hope you're driving safely out on the roads. And you're with me, Mike, in the morning as we launch boldly into our regular Tuesday radio feature. Bold Heart is back on the radio, and Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active is in the house with us again. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning. I feel like the intro song should have been like, wait, 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 or something like that.
Oh, I can do that. No. Don't worry. I'll find it for the outro song.
No, we've got to keep things high energy on this gloomy day.
Yeah, and we are heading into quite an interesting departure from some of the other stuff we've touched on in the last couple of weeks. We've been on dry land, we've been in the ocean, and now we are, well, we're back on land, but we are
dangling heading from the ceiling.
Yeah, sort of, I guess, up in the air, in a sense. Where are we taking the... Firstly, before we even do that, let's just set the scene. What is Bold Heart, so, and how does it fit into your mission at Ordinarily Active?
Absolutely. So, Bold Heart is a segment that we've been running, and it's really about to unlock and inspire things that people can go and try. Often, if you hear it from an expert, you don't really, maybe you don't trust, you trust the expertise, but you don't trust that they'll understand what you feel like as a new person into this environment. So Bold Heart is about me and other people going and trying new things or sharing something that they're passionate about. So we've been covering from surf ski to open water swimming to all sorts of things. And this week is more in the flow of things, but I went and did the most amazing experience, and I want to share this with people so that people, if they want to go and try it, they can do it. So in my coaching work, I often find that there's people, they're too scared to try until somebody else, they've heard a story from somebody else that they're going to be okay. and then that unlocks in them perhaps an excitement to go and try something.
Okay. So what is this exciting thing that you just experienced recently?
Yeah. So I went off and I was kindly invited to go and do a fascia release course. Well, not course, a session. Mm-hmm. And it uses the hammocks. Is that right? The right word? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it uses these gorgeous hammocks that hang from the ceiling. So basically, it's the stretching movement that just, it is incredible. You actually hang, you swing, you hang from the ceilings. It's brilliant. And the stretches and the importance of the fascia was really brought to life in this class. It's fun. It's accessible. And I went in and I arrived and I said to the lady who was leading the class, I said, yeah, I've got a bit of a sore low back. She says, don't worry, we'll fix that by the end of the session. Yeah. And so interestingly enough, I was brought to so fascia was originally totally disregarded. So when they used to do the autopsies and stuff, it was totally disregarded. It had apparently no value. And then over the years, it's come to light that this is actually so important. So it's a connective, it surrounds all our muscles, organs, and so it connects our whole bodies. And I'm oversimplifying it. The experts can most probably tell you, but I'm just giving you a taste. And actually, it creates in us, it's the thing that creates our body awareness. So
okay.
Yeah, so it's brilliant.
Now, did you sort of join the conversation and to fill in a little bit more of the picture, we have, you might have heard her just saying, off air there. Kath the Becker Smith is in the house with us, founder of a really cool space in Upnali called Soul Center. Kath, welcome to you. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, Mike. It's good to be here. And thank you to you, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, this is so cool. So your experience, Sarah, took place at the Soul Center.
Yes. So at the Soul Center, I'm sure Kath's going to dive in here. And I really wanted to share why she created this space. But the Soul Center hosted curated as a safe space, and so the fascia class was hosted at the Soul Center. And as you walk in, it's in Umhlali, close to Umhlali Prep School. As you walk in, there's places that you just feel almost like lighter as you walk in. You just decompress, and that was one of the immediate feelings that I got as you walked in. They've got amazing events. I've actually been to another event there as well with an interesting speaker. So it's a great space in which you can feel safe to try something like a fascia release hanging from the ceiling. And we'll post the videos of some of the stuff that we're doing, but it's really, really, really fun.
Wowzers. So Kath, tell me about the impetus, the thing that got you to start and found a space called Soul Center. Where did it come from?
How much time have we got?
Well, I mean, I could listen all day, but for someone who's maybe in the traffic and rushing off to do a school drop-off, can you give us the Facebook bio?
Elevator pitch.
The elevator pitch.
So I think the common thread for me in the work that I do is about not being limited by our beliefs, you know, and it's in all the work that I do. And I love, Sarah, that you felt that welcoming feeling, because that was really the vision behind the space, was to create somewhere where you could feel like you were at home. It's not perfect. And again, that was part of my own journey. I wanted to wait until I had all the funds so I could have this perfect space. And I got a really, really strong message to say, really start with what's in your hands. And it is a collaboration. So we're a group of specialists who offer different modalities. The aerial yoga that Sarah just described is one of them. And it really, it's a space to connect.
Awesome.
It's, yeah.
So you've created what will no doubt continue to grow as a hub that attracts like-minded people and, as you say, complementary modalities, different areas of specialty. But did it make sense from the very beginning that this aerial yoga fascia release component would fit in with the holistic offering?
So it's been part of my own journey in letting go and learning to trust myself. So I was part of an amazing group of women about 2 years ago. We joined something called The Artist's Way. And if you've ever come across that, Julia Cameron's amazing book.
Yeah, in fact, I read something about Tim Ferriss was writing something about it the other day.
It's so good. If anybody's not, it's really good. Really good read.
Yeah, so that started me on one of our artist play dates, and a very good friend invited me and she said, come, let's go and play. I was like, okay. So that was my first experience in a hammock in a studio in Belito called the Pause Studio. Yeah, and that just got me so excited about what's possible and what's out there. And again, I hadn't understood what the fascia was. And I started on this whole journey of learning about the fascia and how important it is for our overall well-being. And it's linked to my other work. So it just felt like another thread in the journey. And yeah, then I wanted to open my own space.
Do you know what was quite interesting? When I was watching somebody in a class, like, it's how they learn, or it's that you don't have to teach children to play. You have to actually teach adults to play. Like when you say, like, let go and swing, it's like, yay! You don't have to tell a child that, but you have to teach an adult to embrace that side of them. And also letting go, like trusting that the position you're in is going to hold. And so it is. It's a whole, you're confronted by all these things that are going on in your head. Well, I'm literally hanging upside down, like hanging upside down. And that's what I found is so good, is it takes you away from being I've got to be upright, I've got to be moving forward now you're playing, you're actually creating awareness in your body, and that's so important.
Yeah, like when else in the course of your day are you going to be hanging upside down from the ceiling? Really, I mean.
Actually, it felt so good. I wish I had a hammock at home.
Well, if our listener gives it a go, they might feel the same way. And the space, the Soul Center, located in Mhlali, how do we find it? Where can we drop in?
So we can share our Instagram handle so that people can book directly with the two teachers. We've got two aerial yoga teachers at the moment. And then one of my partners and colleagues who taught the class that Sarah came to, she also has her own studio. So if our times don't align, people can book directly with Heidi and I can share her details as well.
What is your handle on Instagram?
It's soulcenter_.
Okay.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Just look for the tree. Yeah.
And I think what's nice is people can start copying online and seeing various things. There might be something else. You know, I did one class in this amazing space, but there's other things that people can go and, you know, go and get involved with.
And as far as the barrier to entry, how active does one need to be? How mobile and loose and limber does one have to be?
I don't think you. And also, you have to just wear like a good pair of activewear tights and a top. It's really relaxed. You have to be comfortable. The very important thing is that the facilitator will ask if you have any injuries or body limitations, that kind of thing, and they will then guide you. So it's very guided in terms of the class. They're not going to have you hanging from your one toe, you know, if it's ever. But it really is. The person leading the class is there to guide you on this journey.
Amazing. And in terms of class size? How many people in a session would you say?
Small. Six.
Okay, so it's quite intimate in that sense.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And I think also you, at the end, this is the coolest bit, at the end you go into this, what is a cocoon, and it's like you're just lying dead still. And how many of us are actively just going still? And actually, when you think about it, the best time is your creativity, your breath comes to, and that's where the genius happens. So this is an opportunity to be, you're suspended in this cocoon. I mean, it's brilliant
and
to me.
If I'm not mistaken, I mean, in a lot of yoga practice, they say that's still time at the end. That's the integration, right? That's like the whole benefit of the class really gets tied together in that
just
moment at the end.
Still.
So, wow, this is a whole new world. And if you haven't experienced an aerial yoga fascia release session, this could be the thing that you've been looking for. Mm. If you're back like Sarah, aching.
Everything aches.
Kath, well done to you for taking the leap and for finding a space, a safe space for classes like this, for offerings like this to find a home. And one more time, for those just catching the tail end of this, what's the smartest portal for people to check out on socials or on the web to find more info on your Soul Center?
Soul Center_, and just look for the beautiful tree that's all brightly colored and the same brightly colored like the hammocks.
Well done to Kath for following your dream. I think it's not, we have things and we know to do it, but we don't always follow them. And I think well done for creating this space. It's really awesome.
See, that's going boldly.
Exactly.
Heart. And Sarah, are you going to share any of your pics and videos? Or anything?
Yes, I am. I've got really amazing pics. So we'll share all of those and you can get a reel just for what happened in the class. But highly encourage you, if this has resonated with you, go boldly and go and book a session.
And where can we find you on the socials?
Ordinarily Active.
So that's it.
You can find me there.
Easy as that. And of course on a Tuesday here on Radio Life
and Style.
Exactly. Next week, same time.
Yes, we're back. We're in the water next week. Hypoxic breathing and it's good.
Of course, hypoxic, why not?
I mean, why wouldn't you do it? No, but it's really got a lot of benefits, not only for swimmers, divers, all of those kind of things, but facing stress and anxiety, it is a really good way to regulate that.
Well, hey, I'm looking forward to it. We'll be going boldly again same time next Tuesday right here on Radio Live.